This is the FM Gold Channel of All India Radio. In the weekly program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on welfare schemes through direct benefit transfer. The participants are Rajiv Dubey, former banker, and Surabhi, journalist.
The direct benefit transfer scheme, which was started in January 2013, has now gained traction over the last few years and has in fact become one of the largest schemes in the world of this type. It's a very simple welfare scheme in which the idea is to transfer cash instead of a subsidy of any kind, except for in food, to the beneficiary. At present, it covers over 400 central schemes, and the idea is to take it to about 500 schemes by the year end. It's also led to a lot of savings for the government. Mr. Dubey, what do you think has been the impact of this scheme? Because we hear a lot of views and counter views about the DBT and its efficacy.
This is first time an effort to identify the beneficiaries in a manner which is identifiable and then credit their account so that money goes without any pilferage or deduction or any middleman directly to the beneficiary for its use and consumption the way the person desires. Earlier, you must have heard about the bogus ration card. The problem is a lot of duplicate and wrong things happen in the market, where a lot of middlemen create so many false things. The person is not existing, people go and vote. The person is not existing, they take on kerosene or certain things from the PDS shop for years together, nobody comes to know. So the real person doesn't get, the fictitious persons keep on getting the subsidized thing. Now, if the persons are identified through Aadhaar, it is linked, and then their account is credited, which they only can operate. Nowadays, mobile linked payments are there, which are very simplified. Beam app is there. A lot of simple, not one, many options are there for people to transfer money. And mobile, you will find, it is now available even with less literate people or even the local language people they have. If direct benefit transfer is done into the accounts of the beneficiaries, naturally, it will be saving the government from a lot of wasteful expenditure. This is claimed by the government. Few thousand crore, exact data I don't remember, have been saved by these transfer because the money goes not to other accounts, only the beneficiary's account. This is the reason that earlier some states were opposing, some parties were opposing, but when they found benefit, slowly, slowly you might have seen resistance has evaporated. Suppose they implemented two schemes. When they found last 10 years expenditure in this scheme was so much, now it has come down. And then beneficiaries are getting the benefit. So they have extended benefit to others. Like you yourself said, 400 plus schemes are already covered in the DBT. Obviously, any government, whether it is X or Y, any state would like to implement such a program where beneficiaries get benefit of the facilities decided by the government. This is the reason for success of DBT en masse. And I feel in another few years, this will be everywhere. There will be no scheme which will be exempted from this. Of course, one rider I would tell, no poor person should be deprived of his rights and benefits because of him or her not having either Aadhaar linkage or bank account. There might be some people. Government also doesn't claim that we have 100% people having account. Suppose there are even 1% people. Now, 1% in a 1 plus billion population would also be quite high. Suppose in a village there are 10 people. Now, those poor people are entitled to get those benefits, but they are not getting. So, the government or the people should have sensitivity that they don't deny them the benefit. And they ensure through a system that within a day or within 2 days, this facility is provided to them at their doorstep. All panchayats are by and large having internet connection. So everywhere this facility should be available.
I think the UIDAI has also written to states and nodal officers saying that there should be no exclusion for the lack of Aadhaar, that another kind of identity proof can be used for giving DBT. DBT is now also transferring any kind of payment to ASHA workers, Anganwadi workers, or even any person under a government scheme. Payments to such people should also be made through DBT, that is a bank transfer. And one of the pillars of DBT has been the bank account through the Jan Dhan Yojana. As an ex-banker, and I'm sure you must have overseen the PMJDY or the Jan Dhan Yojana, what has been the experience in opening such accounts? Because on paper, it looks like a huge success. So how was the experience?
It is not huge success on paper alone. It is really a success. Now, these adjectives like roaring success, huge success, I won't get into those things. Yes, it has been a success. Those people who were running to open accounts and they had proof but nobody was interested in opening their accounts. One zero balance account came with almost very low documentation. Even nothing is required to open an account which is a zero balance, or you can say the basic facility account. The basic facility account has limited operations like 50,000 deposit cash maximum, limited transactions, no checkbook might be given, but account you can open even if you don't have any proof of residence or any proof of identity. Even then account can be opened. These facilities earlier were not there. Now when a person can open account, it happens in over enthusiasm. Suppose in a locality there are 2-3 banks. One is a public sector bank. Now there are new banks also, small finance bank, payment bank, Paytm bank. These type of banks are also there. Then there is a cooperative bank. Then there is a regional rural bank. So the multiplicity of banks are there. Suppose in a particular area, 2-3 banks are operating and all of them target those persons to open account. Those poor people may not say that we will not open account, because it's a zero balance. Innocently, they may open accounts with everybody. These are the things which have overlapped, which is genuine. They have opened. Now, they have an option to trade or deal with any bank, but those accounts will be counted. Suppose they have opened accounts like this, 5 places. So, for same person, it will be 5 accounts. In transaction mode, it may be 0 or 1. Suppose he doesn't get any money. Now, the benefit was, whatever benefits will be passed on to his account. Now, if out of 5, only 1 account is operatable, so actually 1 account will show the transaction. All 4 will either be dummy or will have no transaction. That is why they say, in so many Jan Dhan accounts, in 50% balance is there. Government and bank also acknowledges that all may not have balance. But even if suppose 50,000 crore amount has come in those Jan Dhan accounts, even if 40-30% accounts are dummy or not operatable, but that amount was not available in economy for developmental purposes. Now that amount has come to the banking channel, one point. Second, the money was lying idle with the people. They will get interest on that. They will develop banking habit for that. Now, slowly bank may give overdraft to them. They have started giving. Bank may sell insurance to them. This is life insurance in penetration in our country is very low. Non-life insurance penetration is very low. Now, the government is coming out with a big health insurance scheme for 50 crore number of people. So, even that, you need a bank account. Some premium, maybe they are not charged to them, maybe half state and government. So, there has to be a necessity for an account. This is the good part of the Jan Dhan scheme, that many accounts, more than 50-60% are working and showing transactions.
The number of working or operative accounts is now about 75% and only about 20% accounts are non-operative.
I think you should be happy with that. I am happy with that. Everywhere in any economy this will happen. Even I don't have single one account. I have 3-4 accounts. So in my name, in the industry, if you count the number for all banks put together, it will be 4-5 accounts. Like that everywhere. Suppose you leave a place, you are transferred. Either you open the account new in the new place or you transfer the same account. If you don't transfer the same, this account also remains and you open another new account elsewhere.
I think that's happened to all of us at some point of time.
I think we should not get bogged by those things. These are the realities of life. The only thing is, are the persons able to save the money? One, they are able to get benefits of the new scheme. Last year, a big scheme was announced by the Honorable Prime Minister, Fasal Bhima Yojana, because a lot of farmers were dying because of starvation, committing suicide. Now that scheme also entails that a subsidized premium will have to. Now until you have an account, how this will work? So even if rural people, farmers, laborers, anybody in the country should have a basic account and they should be able to deal. It is very essential.
So when we speak about bank accounts and DBT, one of the biggest successes of DBT has been the Pahal scheme, where families get cooking gas facilities and it also transfers the subsidy amount into the account. So as we approach International Women's Day, what do you think has been the impact of DBT on bringing financial inclusion to women? Because they're a very big part of the society and yet they're one of the most marginalized parts of the society.
I agree, Surbhi. This scheme is a wonderful thing, Ujala, what they call it. Providing gas connection free to all women. Earlier they had some few crores, now they have added a few crores. The point is, fuel in the rural area causes a lot of problems in eyes and other things. Maybe a wooden fuel or maybe cow dung. There are various types of fuels. But if the gas is available free, earlier I remember when the gas came first time in the country, people were apprehending whether to take it or not, it is risky. Now everyone has it. And in the everywhere if it is there, no pollution. One, this is a wonderful scheme for benefit of basically the women. In fact, it is for every citizen, but it is for empowering women that it is getting in their name, and then later on they can buy even subsidized. So this is really a uplifting thing. In women empowerment, several other things have also been done under DBT. I feel it should be followed.
What are these things you could speak about?
Like ration card. These are all things being... Banks also finance 0.5% rate of interest. Less is charged to all women everywhere, in every scheme. Now, this is again for women empowerment, this is done. Now, in schools, colleges, I think, if you see the admission in engineering colleges or in other professional courses, earlier, what was the number and what is the number? For empowering women, a lot of things have been done. I don't say by ex-government, by every government. And these DBT schemes had been really helping the government in controlling the leakages and increasing facilities for the poor and the common man.
When we talk about DBT, one of the biggest issues surrounding it is the use of biometric data for authentication through Aadhaar. Now, the government says that this is the best way to authenticate beneficiaries, although there are also critics who question that why do biometrics have to be captured. You have worked on the ground level and there's a lot of other experiments which have been carried out for authentication. What has been your experience in this?
Maybe a little percentage of problems might be there while implementing any program in the world, whether it is the biometric or signature, like signature tallying. We keep on signing. We can say the pattern, but signatures don't tell you. If we exactly feel the flow, it keeps changing with the age. Your hands sometimes tremble. Some people have disease. Earlier, that was the only mode of recognition of the signature. Now we have biometric as the second option. Earlier, thumb impression was taken for the people who were not literate, who could not sign. So, those thumb impression was also valid. It has to be done in the presence. So, whether it is thumb impression, whether it is signature, signature in Urdu, a different language nobody really understands, and then now it is biometric, it is iris. So, these are various forms of recognition. There might be some problem to some people, but there are remedies available for that. And it is not only one option, there are various options. People should have patience, one. And the other side, those who are taking these as a proof, they should also be supportive. People on the other side should be compassionate, should be sympathetic, use their common sense, and find ways to help the people. If citizens find the way to help those who are in need, I think that issue will not be there.
I think it's also about cooperation, because at the district and village level, that's what we see mostly. And I think DBT is also a work in progress and the various models being experimented. Like for food, they're working on DBT in kind
food,
rather than
fertilizer,
cash,
seed, everything. For everything, it is now being extended slowly, slowly.
I think next few months will be even more interesting in the DBT arena, because states are also supposed to start working on their schemes. Thank you, Mr. Dubey.
You were listening to a discussion on welfare schemes through direct benefit transfer. The participants were Rajiv Dubey, former banker, and Surabhi, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. You can also listen to this program on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsttalks@gmail.com.